A superior court judge in Alaska has issued a ruling in a lawsuit related to land and water permits given to the company looking at developing Pebble Mine. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The plaintiffs in the just-decided lawsuit were represented by the public interest law firm Trustees for Alaska, which released a press release Tuesday confirming that the plaintiffs are considering appealing the case to the Alaska Supreme Court. Nancy Wainwright is a staff attorney for Trustees. She contends that DNR has not been adequately monitoring the activities at the Pebble site.
We now have more evidence from this year that there's violations going on, and so the public has to be ever vigilant with respect to this project because we don't think the state is doing its job.
Specifically, the lawsuit charged that the state of Alaska violated the Alaska Constitution by allowing Pebble exploration to go on for 2 decades with no analysis of impacts to resources and no public notice. The Department of Law's HESI says the court determined that the miscellaneous land use and temporary water use permits don't require the kind of public notice called for in the arguments made by Trustees for Alaska.
What the court is finding is, by virtue of the nature of these particular permits, which don't dispose of an interest in state land, public notice is not required.
In the trial and subsequent filings, the plaintiffs allege that exploration drilling at the Pebble study area has caused permanent environmental harm from the drilling of core holes, the discharging of drill cuttings, and the discharge of drill muds and fluids. The ruling handed down by Superior Court Judge Eric Arseth claims the evidence presented at trial was insufficient for the court to find that the exploration activities have actually caused or will in fact cause long-term harmful environmental impacts from acid rock drainage or other contamination. Nancy Wainwright with Trustees for Alaska contends that evidence at trial showed harm to the environment from the discharge of materials and from the withdrawal of water.
What we were asking for is for the state, before it issues a permit, to analyze whether there is a potential for harm and to determine if Pebble is going to drill 1,200 holes and dump millions of gallons of drilling woods and drilling waters onto the tundra and into sumps that are unlined. How will that affect the environment?
The plaintiffs have 30 days to file to appeal the Superior Court's decision to the Alaska Supreme Court. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.